Hi, everybody. Happy Erev Shabbos to all of you. This is Ruchama Landa. Okay, so just like Shemona Esrei feels different depending on the time of day, right? Shemona Esrei in the morning, you have a whole day ahead of you. The words are asking Hashem that whatever will happen, you know, should go a certain way. You're thinking about things that happened the day before. And then the same exact Shemona Esrei Mincha time feels different because you already had experiences that happened in the morning and you're thinking about that. And you're also thinking about more of like the evening time. So too, different ideas that we heard in elementary school, and then we heard the same ideas in middle school, then we heard the same ideas in high school, and then again in seminary, and then again in post-seminary, they feel different depending on what we are going through in life. So that's the beauty of Torah, that we can hear the same ideas again and again, and each time we hear them, we have a new insight, a new understanding, depending on what we're going through. So I recently heard from Rabbi Ephraim Epstein that Hashem is giving Noach instructions about, you know, what animals, who should come into the Teva and which animals should come into the Teva. And he says you should take from the animals that are Tahora and from the animals that are not Tahora. And the Gemara in Pesachim asks the famous question that we all know. It seems like there's extra words. Why does the Torah say the animals that are not pure, that are not tahora? Why doesn't the Torah just say that are tameh or that are impure? You know, make it more concise. Why does it have to, you know, add extra words? And the Gemara answers that Hashem is speaking. He speaks in his Torah in a positive way. That the Torah always writes in a lashon of like in a clean Lashon and a positive Lashon. And Rabbi Ephraim Epstein says something so nice. He brings out his thoughts, another idea, and he says, why now does Hashem specifically teach this idea of speaking in a positive way and not in a, you know, impure or, you know, perfect kind of tone of voice, so to speak? He says that when we're rushing, like the world is ending. Seriously, the world is ending. There is going to be a flood that is going to destroy everything. And he has to build the teva and Noach has to put the animals inside and get moving. And even when there's chaos and we're rushing and we're nervous, there's no excuse. Some people will say like, oh, I'm in a rush. You know, what do you expect of me? Or there's so much going on. How can I keep my cool at a time like this? How can I be perfect? How can I be nice? How can I control myself at a time like this? You got to be understanding if my tongue slips or if I'm not, you know, perfectly considerate of everybody around me when I'm like so overwhelmed. And of course there's truth to that, but the Torah, which is trying to help us become the best people that we can possibly be, is saying no. Even when life is stressful, even when our own personal worlds feels like it's being flooded or it's going to be destroyed, we still need to speak with a nice tone of voice and with nice, kind, clean words. And I thought that was a very appropriate message, that it's practical and it's, you know, it gives us something that we can grow, we can hold on to, and we can try to work on to grow and become better people, because everyone has those moments, especially the mornings, where we have to get out of the house and we have other people that we might be responsible for, and we're rushing and something's in our way, or somebody left something and we tripped on it, or everyone can think of their own personal examples. It doesn't just have to be rushing. It could be any time in your life where you feel like my world is flooding, or you feel like there's chaos, or you feel like things are out of my control, or I'm overwhelmed, or I'm confused. Sometimes we use that as an excuse to lash out at other people or not to think before we speak. And I think a message that we all could take from this week's parsha is that we're going to try to emulate Hashem, and even at a time of chaos and rushing, to try to speak kindly and in a proper way. Another point that I recently heard is that, we've heard this before once again, but it has new meaning as, you know, as we go through different things in life, is that Noach, if we actually put ourselves in his shoes, he was really so alone. Here he was building this teva. It was enormous. It was, from this rabbi I heard, he said it was the size of 3 football fields, which is, I don't think I ever like fathomed that. Three football fields? And then it was the size of four stories high, approximately a four-story building. That's about how tall it was. And Noah is taking out his hammer, and he had to make it out of cypress wood. There's no river in sight. There was like no bodies of water nearby. And everybody who did not care about God is asking him, Noah, what are you doing? And him, all by his lonesome, he had to say, God told me to do this. God told me there's going to be a flood. There will be water. So I'm going to build this enormous boat. And everybody laughed at him and made fun of him and ridiculed him and told him, you're crazy. And he held on to his faith, and he stood strong in what he believed in and true to his beliefs. And despite all the tormenting and all the teasing, he knew what was right inside of him, and he kept on building that teva. And that's another thing that we could take with us. You know, we're not surrounded, you know, when you're in high school, it's so incredible. We're surrounded by girls, and everyone's so growth-oriented, and there's these incredible moras everywhere, and rebbeim, and it's like a dream. And then all of a sudden, we go out into the real world, and we are not surrounded by that anymore. Yes, we try to go to shiurim, and we try to have, you know, get together on Shabbos with people that are also growth oriented, and of course we do our best, but it's not the same. It's not the same as being in that Beis Yaakov bubble or Benos Yisrael bubble or whatever school we may have gone to, and maybe we do feel different, and we might feel ridiculed, whether people actually verbalize it or not. We might feel teased. We might feel strange. And another lesson that we could take out of this parsha is that we should be strong like Noach, and we should continue building that teva for Hashem. And we should continue thinking, what does Hashem want from me? And even if it feels embarrassing at times, if I take out a sitter and I daven mincha, or even if I feel different, or even if I feel like people around me think I'm so from, I don't know, whatever. If I feel inside of me that personally for me, this is the right thing to do, or if I feel inside of me that this is Hashem's ratzon, I'm going to stay true to my beliefs and true to my values, and I'm going to keep at it. And I think with those two messages, we can have an uplifting, not just an uplifting week, but we can have, you know, an uplifting lifetime. And I hope you all have hatzlacha, and I hope you all have a positive week and a happy week filled with brachos. And thank you for inviting me to speak for you, and have a great Shabbos.